Hello and welcome to the Mythbusters, the show where we bust all your favorite myths and educate the people on the topic. I'm your host, Vic Martinez, and today we're going to talk about the myth that social anxiety cannot hurt you. We'll discuss the ins and outs of how social anxiety can affect you, and we will bust the myth that social anxiety cannot hurt you, and offer listeners a special surprise at the end. Be sure to listen all the way through for the details. So let's get this show on the road, or shall we say podcast. But on a more serious note, today we will explain why social anxiety can hurt you and bust the myth of people saying that it can't hurt you, and that social anxiety is just a disorder that can affect you. I have found critical evidence that is factual to prove that social anxiety can indeed hurt you. We have searched the web and we have found this following information. According to the Recovery Village, a large U.S. study found people with social anxiety earn 10% lower wages. They are also 10% less likely to earn a college degree and are 10% less likely to be in managerial, technical, or professional role. They are also more than twice as likely to need welfare assistance. That's not all. Also, according to the Recovery Village, additionally, social anxiety disorders causes reduced productivity at work, especially if there's a cumbered repression, impaired family relations, social networks, and romantic relationships. Reduced health-related quality of life, high incidence of suicidal thoughts and high lifetime rate of suicide attempts, and high use of healthcare services. Social anxiety disorders is often associated with occurring mental health disorders. These disorders can significantly affect a person's ability to function in life. A variety of studies have shown alarming rates of comorbidity. In people with social anxiety disorders, about 80% will have another mental health disorder in their lifetime. Up to 65% will get a depressive disorder, and the depression is often from distress over the anxiety symptoms. About 20% of adults with social anxiety disorders will develop a substance use disorder. More than 41.3% of people aged 14 to 24 with social anxiety disorders have a substance use disorder. These are physical effects of social anxiety if left untreated, including physical symptoms and increased risk of general health problems. Notably, comorbid social anxiety disorders can reduce treatment response in many comorbid conditions. That was all of our information, and we can gladly say, myth busted. And now for our special surprise, as we mentioned at the beginning. We will be giving away tickets for a trip to Disneyland. All you have to do is go to our website, mythbusters.com, and go to giveaways and enter to have a chance to win. That was all for today. I'm your host, Vic Martinez, and as always, stay curious.